Well, good morning. 8:13, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
See, today, nice day ahead of us. Sunny, high of 73. Tonight, clear, low of 53. Friday, got a chance for some rain, high of 75. Saturday, partly sunny, high of 70. Not too bad.
A little too cold for dinosaurs, but...
No, dinosaurs... Oh, no, no. Are they cold? They were cold-blooded, weren't they?
I have no idea. Wasn't around.
I feel like we should have learned that in school. Right? Because they're lizard folk.
Yeah.
I think they liked it a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
Or no, warmer. They liked it warmer.
Yeah.
I don't... Don't get any educational information from us.
Kids are in school, right? They're in school, right?
We just say things at this point. Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Should we do cupcake or cousins?
Cupcake.
Cupcake?
All right. Because I already know the cousins. Nah, I just don't want to go there.
I want to avoid that this morning. Yeah. This is, it sounds like something I would do because I get road rage. I get road rage very easily.
That's an understatement.
I get very, very angry behind the wheel.
He gets in his truck and literally clenches his jaw.
I actually broke a tooth the other day on the road. Clenched my jaw so hard. Back in May, a woman was driving in Pauls Valley, Oklahoma, when another driver passed her on the shoulder and apparently flipped her off. No, it wasn't me. A 31-year-old guy named Trevor Pearson was in the car with her, and he threw a cupcake at the other car when they caught up.
Oh.
They had a hot, tasty cupcake in the car.
Wham.
Somehow, that cupcake hit the driver in the face.
Ooh.
It's a hell of a throw.
Got a hell of an arm, huh?
This guy played in the NFL ball here. It's not clear if the car was a convertible or if Trevor managed to make a miracle throw. By getting the cake through the open window.
Yeah, you just lead the car, man.
But either way, the cupcake, pow!
Throw to a spot.
That's right. You got to lead the car.
Yeah.
All right, lead.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor was just formally charged with the misdemeanor count of assault and battery. He could be looking up to 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine.
What are you in here for, man?
What I want to know is, what was the flavor of the cupcake?
Was it a little football cupcake? Little footballs.
Little footballs. I will say that's a hell of a throw.
Yeah, cupcake is soft too.
Yeah,
know? It's
and you got a grip, and because it's like a water balloon, you can't squeeze. Little tip for you guys: we don't know anything about dinosaurs, but we do know something about throwing water balloons.
Oh, yeah.
You can't squeeze. All right, it's like an egg.
Yep.
Okay, you can't squeeze. You squeeze, it's gonna pop. You're gonna put too much behind it.
Create a basket with your hand.
No, you do, and it's more of a catapult type motion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the...
I mean, are you flicking it like a football? You're following through with the pointer?
You can't spin. If you put the spin, maybe with a cupcake, a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. But
then you're going to lose a lot of icing.
You will, because it's going to start spinning, icing's going. And it's got to be more of a catapult motion if you're going to throw the cupcake. And if you're like me, it's good for when I'm driving because my left hand's out the window. I'm left-handed. I can throw things all day.
Oh, yeah,
all
you're day. Left-handed.
But... right hand, if I'm in the passenger seat where Trevor was, that's a tough throw. I got to lean out of the vehicle.
Yeah. You know who could throw a hell of a cupcake, I bet?
Who?
Stevie Aoki.
He can launch those cakes pretty well.
That DJ?
Yeah.
I've seen him launch a cake into a crowd like 50 yards. I can't even throw a football.
Just headshot
yards.
People with
Boom!
That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, he could probably kill someone with a cupcake.
For real.
Throw it right through their skull. Hear about that kid that died at that Stevie Aoki concert? The guy threw a cupcake right through his skull.
Oh, my God.
Headshot.
Oh! You know? It was a delicious death, though.